Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face.
Ooh, all right. Creative futons and furniture. Yeah, you were going for an interview the next day, and you were like, "Don't hit me that hard, dude." And he hit you that hard.
He fucking sure did. And that job was awful. I got that job, and it was awful.
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah.
Well, you showed up with like a pint of vodka in your backpack to that job.
Did I?
I don't know.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, no.
It's like, maybe.
Oh, Mr. Griffin, no.
Oh, no.
All right, let's do it. We got a whole episode ahead of us. Fuck.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Maybe we don't. Maybe we just go right into fucking old.
Nah. Come on.
Ready, set, go. Woo! Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes to Podcast, episode 19. This is Jorge.
Buenos ding dong diddly dee. Yo soy Maddie Ding Dong.
Tonight is the night that you get the D. Everyone will see the D. Psych!
This is Rhett.
Wow.
The D. Psych.
It went very subdued at the end there.
Yeah, very calm. He got all his energy out in that
Welcome
psych.
To the Who Goes There podcast. This is Rhett.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone. How have you been?
Good, I think. I don't remember. When did we record last?
It's been.
When did we record last?
That's too much.
It's been about a week.
Oh, yeah.
I think it has been exactly a week.
I don't know what the fuck I've done over the last week.
I don't know what the fuck you just said, little kid.
I don't think I've done anything, really.
Oh, come on.
I honestly don't think I've done anything. I think I've streamed on Twitch.
Once.
No, like every day. And that's kind of it, I think.
I don't try at anything, says the guy who tries hard at most things.
He tries hard at not trying hard.
Yeah, there you go. An oxymoron.
That's right. Like when they say moderation in all things, but then you're doing moderation excessively.
That's true.
Show's over.
So anyways, how you been?
Pretty good. Been all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been coping. Coping?
Coping?
Using my coping skills.
Ah.
No, I'm excited because
sounds good.
Sounds defeated.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
Her birthday's coming up next weekend, and we got a little cabin in. She had mentioned a while back. Apparently, in a place called Idlewild, California, there's a little llama farm.
Spot.
That's what I've heard. And there's a farm with llamas on it. And she mentioned that, so it was like, okay, let me put that in the back of my head.
Yeah, file that away in the cabinet.
Yeah, but
Caligari.
We're renting a little cabin in Idlewild. So next week, we definitely can't record on Thursday because Thursday, Friday, and the rest of the weekend, we'll be going there for her birthday.
And I'll be in Santa Barbara.
Ah, what are you going to be doing in Santa Barbara?
Big Wave Dave, bro.
For those who don't know,
I'll be shooting a movie playing a character named Big Wave Dave.
Ah, dupe. What's the name of said film?
Web of Life. That's the working title anyway.
Nice.
So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about seeing Suicide Squad.
I've heard good things. Not
Suicide
Squad. Suicide Squad
with James Gunn. Yes, and all that.
Okay. So there's a difference in title. There's the.
There's the.
Okay. My usual thing is wait and see when I see trailers. I know the trailer came out a few months ago and people were super excited. And I can't just get excited these days at a trailer. I got to start hearing some things. And now I'm excited. Even if it sucked, I'd be excited because I like going to see a movie, you know. But I have heard some very encouraging things as well. I think it's a great fit for James Gunn's skill set. You know, did you ever see Super?
Yes, yeah. It's a great film.
I fucking like that. Yeah, and it sounds like that, good. But like with a big budget. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, well, and
actual superpowers.
Yeah, I saw a picture of like a shark man ripping somebody in half. That looked kind of tight.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, we're making a big deal, but I think apparently it's a lot gorier than that. Like, it gets over the top gory, like blurs the line between cartoon and gore. So,
well, I mean, he did work for Troma for a number of years.
I was about to say he would have been a great choice for the new Toxic Avenger.
Mm-hmm. Is he not doing it? Who's doing it?
The guy who was in Blue Ruin, but the actor.
Green Inferno.
Oh, wait, the actor is?
The actor, he's directing
Blue Ruin was tight.
Yeah, well, Blue Ruin and Green Room.
And Purple Rain.
And Purple Rain and Red Sparrow. No, that wasn't very good.
Red Sparrow was not good.
Black Red Widow. Sheet Diaries.
Black Widow versus Red Sparrow.
Red Sparrow every day.
You sent me to horror school. She says that in that movie.
Oh, hi, sister. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
No, fuck thank you, Miss Bad Russian Accent.
Miss. Ah, nothing. I got nothing.
Miss. Oh,
I got nothing. I can't
Why
even.
Why don't you give it a nice old psych?
I can't.
Too late now.
We've psyched ourselves out.
How about you? How you been?
I'm good. It's been a crazy week at work.
You got a nice little certificate. He hid it, but he had a certificate displayed.
Well, I didn't want you to fucking get your bullshit all over it.
So we can see his, his accomplishments.
Where is it? Let me see.
Productivity.
Oh, your productivity metrics?
No, it's an imaging course that I had to take. It was very fantastic. It looks like a fucking third grade thing.
Yes, this looks like from third grade Clearview Elementary School.
But I passed. Flying fucking colors, dude.
Good.
That's my ticket to service tech level 2, which is a significant pay bump, which I'm super stoked on.
That's super interesting.
Fuck you, Matt. Just because you haven't worked a day in your life in the last 3 years, fuck.
It's been like 10 months, 9 months. I don't know.
It feels like fucking 10 years.
It feels like forever, man. Like every time you talk about work, you're like, well, I fucking haven't done shit today.
Haven't done shit. Boring. It's working in of itself to not do anything.
Enjoy the extended vacation.
Yeah, I am. I'm trying.
Are you? You're bored.
Am I? I am bored. You know what they say. If you're bored, then you're boring.
You know what they say.
That's Harvey Danger right there.
It's like, you know what they say. They say, you know what they say at the beginning of you know what they say. Wait,
you know what they say about you know what they say.
You know what they say.
It's they say what they say.
Why is it always got to be about?
Exactly.
What?
Matt, have you watched anything?
Yeah, actually I did. So I was really excited that we're all going to go see Counting Crows together because I love Counting Crows. So that made me want to watch Shrek. So I watched Shrek 1 and 2.
Why are you looking puzzled? It's coming. They're coming in December, motherfucker.
Delta in long December. Not.
But you keep telling me about shows we're going to, and I'm like, did we talk about Counting Crows?
Dude, what are you talking about? Rhett, have we not talked about Counting Crows? Canyon. We've been talking about Counting Crows for literally months.
Okay.
Rhett was the one that brought it up, too.
On Discord originally.
Okay, got it.
They are coming in December. We should probably prioritize that.
Yeah.
That or Disturbed. But they're not coming until next year.
Crows, bro.
Oh,
don't you want to see him fucking blow Bob Dylan for like 90 minutes?
Speaking of which, I keep joking about... Yeah, I do. Not Bob Dylan.
Van Morrison.
Yeah,
there you go.
Sha-la-la-la-la. Like, yeah, he's just going to suck Van Morrison's cock.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But...
Say that more sexy, though.
Me?
Uh-huh.
I can't.
You can.
I can, but
you have.
I can't. I don't want to... worry about what I look like in front of you guys. Like, if I was in the box by myself, like, with the headphones on and a lot of, like, under the influence, I'd be like, uh-huh.
He almost got there.
Yeah.
He's, like, trying to be sexy, but very unenthusiastic. Yeah.
I keep talking to Sophia about the idea of the three of us, us going to Disturbed live.
Yeah.
And then she's like, if I went with you, I would have to just get really drunk so I could, like, enjoy the show. And I'm like, whoa. You don't fucking...
you don't fuck like that.
If you got drunk and enjoyed the show, like, she's like, yeah, so I could just feel the music and start dancing. I'm like, I was like, that would actually upset me, like, if you did that. Like, because I'm going to be there, like,
hating. That's like her at Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, I'm going to be, like, hating the show and enjoying that.
You're going to be like, how dare you enjoy it for real?
Yeah, if she was, like all buzzed, like,
And it's like, tell me what exactly am I supposed to do? I like fucking with her hands up, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I mean? So she got where it's coming from.
I mean, I do, but I'm also... She got where it's
coming from. Though. No, and also it would be fun, but I would be like very like... Fuck, can I talk shit right now or not? You know what I mean?
Not if she's vibing.
If she's vibing and looking all good, and it's like, well, now I can't upset her.
Looking all good.
And then, like, we're going home, and I'll be like, yeah, that fucking was horrible. And she's all, if she's all fucking buzzed, like, what? It was actually really fun. And I'd be like, oh, come on.
See, but then.
Come on.
But then if you carpooled with us, then, you know, at least you would have reinforcements.
Right.
Yeah. Because but all, we would all...
We got to go in the same
we
car.
We would all be talking about how awesomely terrible it was.
No, but because well, we'd all be laughing.
We would throw would be... on fucking Godsmack on the fucking...
yeah! On get the fucking go away!
Yeah.
That's great. That's eminently less danceable.
That's how it always starts, too. Is like, if George and I ever wrote... And I'm... God damn it, it'll probably happen it's on gonna Saturday. It's going to happen
this weekend. Fuck me.
Like... Will one of us will joke about putting on
Godsmack? Wouldn't it be funny if we put on Godsmack?
Yeah, wouldn't it be funny if we like kissed? You
wouldn't
know?
It be
like,
funny if 5 seconds later?
Yeah, and then so we put on Godsmack, and then Godsmack like will devolve into like just this world of shit.
Although,
and then eventually it like it goes from the rap rock new metal shit into like story of the year and stuff like that. So then we're like yelling screamo by the end of the trip.
It all sounds really. When do you get to the good shit?
The whole trip.
Thing is good shit.
Oh,
brother.
I see.
Yeah. Throw on some Papa Roach.
Wait, you didn't tell me what you watched.
What do you mean? I did. I watched Shrek 1 and 2.
Okay, but that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Why did you do that to yourself?
That's yucky, dude.
Shrek is tight.
All right. What about you, Riggedy Rat?
Yeah, you just got to keep... You kept it moving. That's good. That's good.
We all don't fuck on Shrek?
Shrek is decidedly not tight.
You are decidedly not tight.
It is not the biz.
I think you're incorrect.
That's why counting. You like the Counting Crows.
I like the Counting Crows before Shrek, suddenly but then the fact that accidentally in love. It's actually on my most thing. Played playlist right now because I listen to that song a lot.
All
right.
Anywho,
what else did you watch? Anything else?
Nothing. No, you just watched it. Shrek over
Which
and over
one do you
again?
Prefer, Shrek 1 or 2?
2.
Really?
Yeah,
that's just better. A mistake.
How come you didn't watch Puss in Boots? And Shrek 3 and Shrek 4.
Because they were really... 3 was okay, but they were really reaching with 4 and with Pussy.
Oh, I like that's... how he has like a Scottish accent and says, Donkey!
That's so good.
I was kidding.
No, see, I love that.
I was kidding.
I love that. How am I supposed to know you're kidding if you don't say...
That was good. All right. God, I'm going to leave this Shrek thing alone.
God damn.
Did good. You laugh at the Matrix joke they did in the Shrek?
Where no,
in
no.
Shrek? Okay, you're over that at least.
I mean, that's dude, good. Like, that's been that's... in everything.
yeah. Okay.
But I still enjoy a donkey Hawkeye fucking a dragon. Salt. That's pretty great.
All right. What'd you watch?
I watched a film called The Machinist, which I hadn't seen in about
that's
10
a good
years.
Flick.
Hey, were you familiar, you gentlemen, with who directed that?
Christian Bale.
No, Brad Russell, the guy.
Brad Pitt.
Or, was it Russell? What am I saying?
Brad Pitt.
I think it's Brad Anderson. I'm sorry.
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper directed it. Mm. No, but it was the same director as Session 9. Same writer-director.
That's it.
Yeah.
D.B. Cooper.
That's a pretty good little 1-2 punch there. What do you think of that movie, Matt?
I've never seen it.
Clearly.
I think you should.
No.
Why not?
He will not like it.
You don't fucking know that.
I do.
You like Session 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he will not like The Machinist.
Session 9 is about spooky stuff.
The moment...
Machinist is about spooky
the stuff. The moment fucking Christian Bale comes on screen and he's...
Yes, I've already...
The whole time.
I've already seen that. I've already seen that clip and I'm like,
he's out.
This is dumb.
He's out. And for that reason, he's out.
I've seen your clit and I think you're dumb. So...
It is a big clit. It's very engorged.
It's like an exposed clit.
It's so big, it's almost a penis.
I watched a film that... Matt has definitely not seen, nor would he like. Jorge might have seen it, and I don't know if he liked some of it or any of it, called The Mosquito Coast.
I've definitely seen that.
You saw that?
Yeah.
With Harrison
Ford. Psych!
Jorge, have you seen that shit? Well, thanks a lot. It's a great film. Peter Weir directed it.
Peter Weird?
Peter Wiener. He did a... He did The Truman Show, he did Dead Poets Society, he did Witness, and it's one of Harrison Ford's first dramatic turns in the 80s.
You know what all those movies have in common?
They're fucking dope!
I haven't seen a single one of them.
Yeah, which means they're good. Did you ever see the Mosquito Coast, Jorge? I think it's one of the most underrated films. It's pretty well received, but yeah, I like that movie quite a bit. Yeah. They did a remake of it on Apple TV. It's a series right now, apparently. Mm-hmm. Apparently. I'm not interested in watching a fucking series of this movie that I already liked in the 80s, which was 2 hours instead of 12 hours.
Although Apple TV stuff is...
I know, it's 12 hours pretty versus good. 2 hours.
Pretty good. What if it's good, though?
If it's good, there's stuff better that's 12 hours. Like...
What's good that's
Karma
12 hours?
Sutra. Like
Karma Sutra?
Kama Sutra. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck like this.
That's what the whole Kama Sutra is about, is how to fuck like that.
Right. But I said Karma Sutra. I didn't want him to fuck with my bad pronunciation, my mispronunciation.
That's where the universe fucks you, right?
Yeah. What?
Karma Sutra?
I watched a film. It's a new A24 film from David Lowry, the director of...
Mike Lowry.
A ghost story, and it's called The Green Knight. And the film... You know, like, Matt, how you do the bit with A24, how you don't like A24, but there are a handful of films you really appreciate from them.
Not even a handful.
No, I hate all
one.
Of them.
No, he likes Green Room. He likes one. Ex Machina. He likes The Witch.
That's true.
There's
that's
a handful three. Of films that are
okay. Really, that's a small handful.
In fact, he said The Witch with us, we voted on as the best horror film of the last decade.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I voted on The Wailing, but that's okay.
That's okay, but I introduced you to The Wailing, so that's good.
Actually, Netflix introduced me to The Wailing.
Fuck you. I said let's do it on the show. The Green Knight, though, if you don't like the artsy...
There wasn't no context on that one.
The stereotype of artsy A24 movies...
I'm in.
The Green Knight is not just an artsy A24 movie. It is an actual art film.
Oh.
So okay. It's like an Ingmar Bergman movie. Like The Seventh Seal.
But Ingmar Birdman?
Yes. Birdman.
Harvey Birdman.
Harvey Weinstein.
Ingmar Birdman.
Ingmar Bergman.
That's what I'm saying. Ingmar Birdman.
No, but
Birdman.
It's a beautiful film to look at.
You're a beautiful film to look at.
Extremely well acted. It takes the hero's journey and it deconstructs the hero's journey completely.
You know, I would love that.
And it's going very. It moves at a very glacial pace, like Ghost Story does. You know, I love that. But the third act is when this thing really fucking unpacks its intentions and becomes this, like, it's one of the strongest third acts I've seen of probably any film in the last 20 years.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't want to, look, this is not going to be for, I wouldn't even say everybody. Most people listening, you will probably be a little bit, it'll test your patience. And I get that. But,
Test your might.
It's pretty fucking impressive, the cumulative effect of it.
Just turning me off to this whole thing.
Oh, you shouldn't fuck with this.
No, I'm not. Oh, wow. That's
just sad.
That's one of the few times he's actually said I shouldn't
fuck. But then this is probably like, oh, I actually liked it. And so I don't fucking know. I really don't. But I would say that you would appreciate what it's...
If
you
made it all the way through. I will watch it and then report back to if Matt will.
Please do not watch it on a phone. This is not that work. This is definitely not that. Don't.
I mean, don't I have a better TV than you?
He's got you there.
And I watch movies on that almost exclusively.
Wait, is this out on TV?
It's in theaters.
Yeah, and?
I'm just saying. Please don't watch it on a phone is all I said. No reason to talk about your
TV. I can
tell
you what the difference between
this. No reason to throw your bourgeoisie TV at my D.
It's a piece of shit.
Oh, whose?
Mine.
Mine is... It was $100.
Yeah.
I bought it for $100 at like some Thanksgiving. What do they call that shit? Black Friday bullshit.
Why is it got
at Walmart like 5 years ago? So it's definitely mine's way more of a piece of shit than yours.
You're right.
Mm. I won't be upstaged by you about this.
Mm. I won't be upstaged with my shittiness.
I would join the game, but my TV's tight.
And after The Green Knight had art housed me to fucking death, I needed to watch some absolute garbage that I'd never seen. So I was looking up So Funny or So Bad
Shrek
It's Funny.
1 and 2?
No, I watched Obsessed with Beyoncé and Idris Elba and Ali.
Whoa, what?
From 2009, that same night.
Why would you have, why?
Because I like, I had had
he's a great. Even, he's a glutton but, for punishment. But
that, I mean, what?
It dude, seems like self-flagellation. Like he sees something he enjoys
fantastic.
So much.
It was exactly what the doctor ordered.
When y'all make fun of me for watching shows.
No. And I watched it by myself. I watched it till like 2 in the morning on a like last Saturday night.
Because I'm still watching Manifest, but I will never, never
what
watch Obsessed.
Yeah, never.
Well, why not?
Because.
You don't like Beyonce?
No.
You don't like Idris Elba? I love Queen B.
Only barely. Only when he says, today is our Independence Day.
Speaking of that, I Wait, am wasn't glad that Will he's Smith? Finally in a good franchise because he deserves one. So I'm glad James Gunn said, hey, come over here to Suicide Squad and do this.
Well, yeah, you've already done fantastic things with
No, he just kept saying yes
he
to
He did
all
great
sorts
things
of
with Dark Tower, too.
No, he didn't. That's not his fault, though. That's not his fault. He's a great man. He's a great man. Luther was a great show. I did watch that show for a couple seasons. Kill.
He's still fucked like that.
Right. Dude, Idris Elba can fuck me like that. Wait, never mind.
Wait
a minute. So if you haven't seen Obsessed,
don't do it.
Don't watch it.
It was fucking awful. It's so don't good. Watch it.
Such a good bad movie. And then Sophia again. I already said that. She's got me watching this thing called RuPaul's Drag Race. And so I'm watching a TV show, Jorge. And it's in season 5 now. We're in season 5. So I've been toggling back and forth between The Green Knight, Obsessed, Mosquito Coast, The Machinist, and RuPaul's Drag Race this week.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me.
I'm pretty sure that song's in Shrek, too.
Ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger in her thumb and the shape of an L on her forehead.
When the dick starts sucking and a fuck jack chucking. Wait, why are you bringing that up right now?
I love that, like, when you say shit like that, George looks at the computer like, oh,
he's
what's
like,
the time on that?
Am I going to turn it off right now or what?
Like, is that a marker? Yeah, is that a marker?
I got to kiss that.
Time. Not this time.
Almost.
Anywho.
It is embarrassing, but not offensive.
Right.
So have you only been watching that Manly show? Manly Fest?
What the fuck are you Manifest.
Manly Fest.
This is Manly Fest.
This sounds
like my kind of show.
I thought you were still talking about the RuPaul thing or something.
This has been a week of watching things.
What's that mean?
So I started... So have you guys had downloaded the Peacock app?
I have it.
Holy frick.
Because of WWE.
There's lots of freaking content on there, dude. I recommend it highly.
Is there?
Yes, dude. There's
content overload as it is,
dude. It's fucking crazy, dude. So I started the week off watching Drive.
Great
the
movie,
fucking
Drive.
Fucking great.
Is that not holding up?
It's so fucking good.
I did a rewatch last year. It's fantastic. I followed that up with a movie called The Warrior, which is so
Antonio Banderas. No, that's 13th.
You're talking about the Tom Hardy one.
It's just Warrior. It's not The Warrior.
You're talking about the UFC
Tom
one.
Tom Hardy. It's so
I watched that
good.
I talked about that.
That makes me like that shit. Makes me cry real good.
You know what's great about that movie too? Did you see the picture that dude has at his training office?
Yes.
Who was it?
I don't remember.
It was Frederick fucking Nietzsche on the wall, bro. Nietzsche.
I thought you were gonna say Frederick Durst.
Woo! Frederick Durst. So.
Joel Edgerton's great in that, too.
He is, dude.
Nick Nolte with his alcoholism.
Oh,
God.
Why do you like Nick Nolte and his alcoholism, but not Gary Busey and his alcoholism?
Gary Busey is shitty Nick Nolte.
Yeah, but he's better
brain
Nick,
damage.
Better
I like
Nick
that.
Nolte.
I like that, but it's
he's like the Rhett equivalent of Nick Nolte.
You just like Gary Busey because you're cruel and want to laugh at him.
No, I love him because he makes me laugh.
Nick Nolte is actually a really fucking good actor.
See, while you're laughing at Nick Nolte... I mean, not
I'm not laughing at
Gary
Nick
Busey.
Nolte. That guy
I'm laughing with Gary Busey.
Nick Nolte fucks my soul in the ass.
But what I did watch that I think people should catch up on is this show called Dr. Death.
Dr. D.
Dude. It stars Alec Baldwin, Christian Slater, and Joshua Jackson, which is a weird cast.
Weird is an understatement.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's a weird cast. But
sounds like a Tiger Beat fucking... cover
Who
from
was
the 90s.
Alec Baldwin. What was the second one? Christian Slater and Pacey?
Yeah. Pacey.
Bad.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Okay. So on paper, those three actors together are a real weird mix, but it is the true story of this neurosurgeon, or I guess he's a spine surgeon, really, who has zero idea how to perform actual surgeries.
How to perform fellatio on women.
You don't perform fellatio on...
Just say you can't perform fellatio on women.
go on. I'm sorry.
I mean, that shit's funny.
I digress. Always. That is funny, just like how that was. Okay, good. The true story of a neurosurgeon who knows
fuck. Performs fellatio.
Performs fellatio on women. Yeah, that's and I highly recommend it. Any news we should get to, guys?
Wait! What? He can't perform surgery.
Got nothing else. I also watched the new Hellboy movie, and that shit sucked.
Wait, ooh. The Neil Marshall one?
Yeah.
Why would you watch it again? You know it sucks.
I didn't watch it.
He had never seen it.
Wait, really? It. The one with
David Harbour? Hooper?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good. It's shit.
You saw it.
I saw it. I thought you saw it for sure.
That's a fucking mistake.
I thought we did an episode on
that.
No.
It, like, the first, dude, like, the first 5 minutes, you kind of feel like you're on some, like, otherworldly plane, and you're like, oh, dude, this could be, and then never mind. It goes.
It just sucks.
But yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
Any news we should get to?
Bro, I don't remember what I did this fucking week. You think I remember any news that happened?
Honestly, I hadn't looked at much news.
I haven't cared.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Quick break.
Take a look at
that.
Take a quick break.
And talk about a film. We'll be right back.
Fuck
on us. What are you trying to do, man?
Pluto!
All right.
Are we back?
We're back, Pluto!
Hell yeah.
All right.
Hey Matt!
It's all, dude.
Can you tell them about the Patreon, dude?
You know, something Rhett said earlier reminded me of something, and so I'd like to read a little poem.
It's called Push a Little Daisy
by It Come Out. One Mr. Dave Quackenbush. Goes like this. It's my birthday and I'll do what I want to. Fuck you. It's my birthday. A special holiday only for me. So do what I say today. Since it is my fucking birthday, go to patreon.com.
It's your birthday.
What time is it?
It's
my birthday in 1 hour.
It's not your birthday.
Quit ruining my bit. And go to patreon.com/whogoesthere podcast and sign up because it's my birthday and I'm telling you to do it.
How can you say it's not his birthday?
Yeah.
He gets to decide.
Don't assume.
Did you just
my
assume
birthday?
His birthday?
Yeah. Thanks for ruining a bit, though.
In which time zone? It depends.
Yeah. It's already my birthday in fucking 3 of the 4 time zones. There you go. Eat a dick.
Psych!
Got him. Anyway, do as I say. Go to patreon.com/whogoesthere podcast and give us some money and you'll get exclusive content and bonus episodes, all kinds of fun stuff. But you know who doesn't like fun? George. That's who. There you go.
I rescind your birthday.
Happy early birthday.
You can't take it back.
I'm taking it away.
No,
I'm not taking it back.
My mom gave it to me, and only she can take it away.
My mom gave it to me.
She does. No, my mom's tight.
Your mom sucks.
She's pretty tight.
Didn't
my dad sucks?
Didn't your dad give it to you though?
I mean,
weren't you swimming around in his nutsack? And like your mom more just gave you the raw material.
Did your dad give it to you though?
Yeah. I was apparently swimming around in his nutsack.
A bit of projection on my part.
Yeah.
You were the strongest sperm cell that came out of your dad's.
I was at
balls.
Least the one that chose the right path.
You won the lottery of life.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you got in the A.
Some say we all lost a little when the day you were born.
Yeah, I think.
Why are you gonna make it about?
I mean, my name. Huh? My name does mean like gift that? Of God. So
is that what your?
It's quite literal.
Fucking Irish tattoo says.
It's quite no.
75%.
It's like 35%. 12? I don't know. It changes
daily.
Can
I ask you something, Jorge? Because you seem like a real, you know, this is...
A straight shooter.
The sperm, right? The sperm swimming in your balls right now. Yeah. Where do they come from?
What do you mean?
Like, they're alive, right?
Yeah.
So where are they born?
In your actual, like, testicular tubules.
Right. So they just come out of the tubes alive? What gives birth to them?
Oh, you mean? Oh, I see what you mean. Like, how are they created?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I assume.
I mean, like, how are any of us created,
bro? I assume.
But isn't it a kind of strange thing? A
little collection of, like, proteins, and your body does some things with a little protein here, a little alkalines protein there.
Here. So you're just saying it's a chemical reaction.
I mean, basically.
But then it becomes a tadpole.
Your nuts are basically nuclear reactors.
That's sentient, though.
It's not sentient.
A sperm is not sentient?
No.
Do you think it has self-awareness?
No.
No. It's just impulse.
Just impulse and stimuli.
Impulse and stimuli, like, but they're alive.
I don't think technically they're not alive.
Then how are we technically alive?
Got him.
But is that a got him, though?
Yeah.
No, I don't think one-celled organisms can be alive by definition.
Well, what do they say? There's this movie. It's where they go on a beach, and it slows down their... It actually speeds up their aging process.
Fuck, I knew what you were doing. Psych! To the second! Fucking late, and I applaud you, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
God damn. Well, the Who Goes Our Podcast watched 2021.
That's good.
Old, directed by M. Night Shyamalan, also written by M. Night Shyamalan.
Of course it is.
Starring Gael Garcia Bernal, Vicky Creeps, Rufus Sewell, Alex Wolf, Thomasin McKenzie, Abby Lee, Nikki Amuka Bird. That's her name, y'all.
Can't be this way.
Ken Loon.
Nikki Amuka Bird.
Eliza Scanlon. Aaron Pierre, M. Beth Davids,
Mid-sized Sedan,
Emoon Elliott, Alexa Swinton. Is she related to Tilda Swinton?
Hopefully not.
Hopefully.
But probably so.
I don't know. Who cares?
No one gets out unscathed in this film.
Look.
How are you going to go into this, huh?
Look.
Hmm?
Tell me your movie is a mistake without telling me your movie is a mistake.
Wow, you're getting pretty deep yourself tonight. What do you mean?
I mean, you call it old.
You call it old?
Which is appropriate, because this movie got old real fucking fast.
Like I aged a decade watching this film.
Yeah, well, because you have to give the film credit because rarely have I left the theater feeling like I literally wasted hours getting older while watching the film.
Like, literally have I never seen everybody walk out of a theater.
Wait, you had people walk out of a theater?
Dude, the entire theater in groups of one and two just walked out.
I've seen people walk out of good movies, though. And like, for instance, I saw people walk out of The Fountain. And because it turns out The Fountain wasn't the action extravaganza they were looking for.
Correct.
But yes, I think they were walking out for different reasons with this film.
No, dude, old sucks. Old is a fucking flamey piece of shit. And I'm...
Flamey?
And I'm real disappointed.
It's not flaming, it's flamey.
In this fucking movie. I don't.
How can you be disappointed?
I don't. I guess I was a little appointed beforehand.
I expected nothing and I was disappointed.
I expected it to be awful. I hoped it would be awful and it did not disappoint.
Well, no,
so I am very pleased.
It did disappoint though because it wasn't even like funny.
Oh, no. Oh, excuse me.
I disagree. There were some parts that I was laughing my ass off at some parts.
It's too new for you to see the humor. In years to come, we will see how funny. It's like it's ahead of its time. Like the happening case where people are like, oh, this is so bad, it's funny, ha ha ha. This is like more sneaky. This takes some time for the masses. It's
more insidious.
The masses will take some time to like revisit this and be like, whoa, this is pretty fucking good. This shit is hilarious. It's awful, right? Because right now there's a lot of people like, oh, well, it wasn't awful. But it wasn't great either.
No, it was fucking awful. Like, I haven't seen a movie that made me angry in a long time. Like, even watching The Happening, which I think is somehow worse than this movie, I wasn't mad.
It is, but it is worse, but it's better.
I wasn't mad watching The Happening. I was mad watching this. And if you want to ask who hurt me, M. Night Shyamalan fucking did. Twice making me watch this week. And I can forgive. I can forgive The Happening for whatever that abomination is. But this, he's a goddamn menace to society and needs to be stopped. You know,
this film is unique in its
awfulness.
Well, to be honest with you, yes. Because there are moments when I'm watching it and I go, well, nobody human has ever acted like this in the history of humanity.
Oh, dude, from the jump.
And the opening title card, I'm pissed.
Because you didn't like seeing the lowercase letters grow old into capital letters?
I'm pissed.
Come on, man. Come on.
You see what he's doing there? That's
good,
clever.
That's good graphic design, man.
He is so full of his own shit.
Don't,
for real.
Don't hate on it.
Did you guys, so I always expect M. Night to show up in his own movies. I always expect it.
Was he in The Happening? I didn't see him.
I don't remember, and I don't give a fuck. All I know is
Shit, I don't remember.
All I know is that he did a little introductory thing before this movie.
Yep.
He was the one driving them to the thing in the movie.
Is that a thing now?
Well,
I saw John Krasinski do it.
It's not even post-COVID.
A lot of directors are doing a thing now where they're like, hey, thanks for coming out to theater because we all got to make money, don't we?
Don't be an ass. Shyamalan's doing it because he's a wonderful human being. Clearly, okay?
He's really proud that he's been making movies for 3 decades. Like, excuse me, I don't think 21 years constitutes 3 decades.
Shyamalama comes out and says, thanks for coming to see my movie.
Oh, gosh. Okay, wait, are you pausing now?
Continue.
Okay, thanks.
Then he comes out and he's the one driving he's the one driving them to the beach. So, you know, so it's like, I'm driving the car. Like, okay. And then the motherfucker has the... I knew when Jorge texted me frequently while he was watching.
I was live tweeting it,
and I was really happy about
without
it.
Twitter.
I was really happy about it, and this is one where I would have really liked to watch it with you guys.
Oh God, I wish.
But I was watching it with Sophia. Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
We already did that. I know. And she was very, very vocally and visibly upset.
She's my people.
She was not happy.
I was angry.
She was just like, Rhett.
And
I was like, you know, I'm like, what? This is what we came Rhett's for.
All, Rhett's all, what?
We've hit the no. We've hit the fucking gold mine right here.
Yeah, dude.
Right? And so when it gets to the end of this, I know I'm skipping to the end, but we see him behind a camera lens. And Jorge fucking texts me. He's all, oh, no. And he's making this face like, yeah, you see what I do to my characters? You see how cruel I am as a creator?
I'm a kind god.
Dude, yeah, it's fucking horrible, dude. Yeah, and that's what I mean. This is the product of someone with their head. You thought my head was completely up my ass with my alien shtick a few weeks ago? And maybe it was. Maybe.
Maybe it still is.
Maybe it still is. But I don't have millions of dollars to make this film and release it and distribute it to theaters like this gentleman does. And God damn, does he do a great job of making a horrible movie. Horrible, dude.
There are moments in this film where there's these children actors who are like, I don't know, are they doing their best? Do they deserve a little trophy that says like, oh, you did it.
Participation. They deserve to have the scene either rewritten or taken out of the script.
Is that kid supposed to be autistic and is he actually autistic?
Well, here's the thing. So if
that's not a joke.
If that child is supposed to be autistic.
They did it bad.
And not to say that like we're the end all be all of like the definition of what autistic children look like and act like in film.
Apparently,
but dude, it's so fucking tone deaf, man, and the way these children act. And there are things that happen in this film where you're like, well, wait, they aged, but they didn't acquire new memories, did they? They're just aging. They're not experiencing life outside of the island.
Right.
So how the fuck do they know the things that they know? I don't understand.
Like, yeah. They're worried about prom?
More like, how did these fucking 5-year-olds have sex?
Well, no, see, that part even to me doesn't even, because they're not five at that point. They're like physically like it's 16, biology. 17. Like,
so they just have the impulses.
That's just biology.
That. Well, just like we said earlier, this is little spermies, right?
But when they're talking when they're talking about like missing prom, and I'm like, they don't give a fuck about five. Prom.
They probably don't even know about prom.
You stupid idiot.
Well, dude, that's really, again, I feel like you're like, kind of like, look, you're like nitpicking this movie that you really, dude, the whole thing is fucked. The whole thing.
No, I know,
The relationship dynamic that the husband and wife have is fucked from the get-go. Like, every scene is poorly, like, composed. Like, again, he's using his overuse of close-ups and all this shit. Everything's, like, in your face. Everything's telegraphed a mile out. He introduces characters by having them introduce their what they do for a living.
Well, and not only that, but they have a child character literally ask them what they do for a living, and I'm like,
over and over, dude. And like I said in The Happening, every one of them, you're like, I bet that's gonna come into play later.
You know, and the thing is like, I understand like that conversation doesn't always happen organically. Like when you're talking to somebody new, you don't always hear about what they do for work. But if you have to shoehorn this dumb fuck child. Well, you
structured your entire script
into there and saying like, hi, my name is Tommy Fuckface. What do you do for a living and how old are you and what's your name? I'm like, oh, come on, man. Like, what are you doing to me, bruh?
Well, and the entire script is structured around what their profession is. Like, yep. This character can communicate this to the audience. This character can explain this to the audience. This character can come up with this. This character can get dementia and wave a knife around unmenacingly, and it's a wonder why no one breaks his fucking neck immediately. But anyway, and this character can be a rapper called Midsize Sedan.
Dude, I lost my shit at that point.
Why is a rapper in the movie? Like, why did they? I'm not saying like against rapper, but I'm saying what was the decision? Like, he'll be a rapper. Okay. Okay, it's like he picked shit out of a hat, and that was his script. Like, okay, rapper, what's the name? Midsize Sedan. He'll have a bloody nose. Like, why did he have a bloody nose, by the way?
Well, because he had a...
He had that disease that he couldn't clot.
Hemophiliac, I think.
Okay, like, he had a clotting disease. So that was expedited because he's on the thing.
Yeah. Okay, right.
Gotcha.
That's okay. But
Midsize Sedan, what do you think of that name?
That's so bad. I don't even know what the thought process behind that was, because like...
Dude, it was
who actually hears that and goes, "Yep, that sounds like a rapper."
It's straight up like a CB4 bit, dude. Like,
and then when the daughter,
it's like he's making a joke, but it falls so far from actually landing.
I don't want to repeat ourselves.
It's laughable at how bad it is.
We just did a Patreon episode on The Happening, right?
It's hard not to repeat ourselves.
It's hard not to repeat ourselves because once again,
like the contrivances in this plot,
got him. Shyamalama coaxes these performances out of otherwise, you know, some of these actors are like Gael García Bernal.
That is motherfucker, a fantastic
actor. He's a great actor. The lady in this who turns into an old white bitch is she's in Phantom Thread with Daniel Day-Lewis. The other one that actually turns into a fucking Junji Ito type old white bitch.
I was into that.
Dude, that shit was laughable. I was laughing during
I was so into it. I was like, well, at least that's something cool.
Well, you said that was cool, but I don't, like, here's the thing. They didn't even, he, being Shyamalan, couldn't even create a scenario for that to make sense happening. Like, so.
Happening.
Yeah. In the happening of this film, in that scene, which was getting old. No. So.
And there was a couple of ladies in the water.
She's throwing rocks. That's true. She's throwing rocks at them, and he's lighting a lighter. And so she keeps throwing rocks, and he keeps lighting a lighter so she can see matches, where to throw rocks. Way. Oh, matches, excuse me, yeah. And lighting matches. And I'm like, why is he lighting fucking matches and not moving?
Just kick her in the chest.
Well, move and stop lighting matches. They like stood there. He stood there and kept lighting matches. And then she drops a rock on her head, which was fucking hilarious. And then they get scared and go into a cave.
And then, like, she's coming at them, and then all her bones are breaking, like, and they're not healing. They're healing so fast that it's all contorted.
Yeah.
But this whole, like, I mean, this is, that sums it up, like, it, that kind of scene where he's lighting matches over and over again so that the, so the scene can have a light source.
So you could, well, so you could have some tension. So you're like, that, don't see
that's
her.
That's not tension. See,
no. Yeah. All I'm saying is that's the idea of it. Not yeah, but, that, that but it actually no created
sense.
Tension.
Yeah, it made no fucking sense.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Yeah, dude. I don't know. What do you got, Matt? What do you got on this thing?
Well, what's crazy about it is, too, there are things that happen where, you know, they establish some rules about the aging, where they're like, we're here 30 minutes, and it ages us X amount of years. We're here, you know, so many minutes. And
yeah, they're doing,
you know,
this math pretty quick.
And they do this math very quickly.
Very quickly, and then it doesn't make any fucking sense. None of it does. Like, right. But you find at the end...
And then they keep getting surprised that people... You have wrinkles.
Yeah,
no shit.
Oh, you have the wrinkles?
Yeah, yeah, she's pregnant. Yes, he has wrinkles. Like, that would stand to reason if
I did like
the, your 5-year-old daughter is now pregnant.
I did like that the baby died.
Instantly.
Okay. Hold the
like,
fuck.
That was neglect. It's like, I just put him down for a second.
Once again, show don't tell. This movie doesn't do that. It talks about a baby.
Yeah.
We never see a baby. We never see bones of a baby.
I mean, right. you hear the bones like clattering when they're carrying the little bundle later and the ash falls out.
And I'm not going to go with this, oh, suggestion is better. It's not, this isn't like Hitchcock where you're suggesting. Like, no, he does it repeatedly. A dog dies. We don't see the dog. The old lady dies. We don't really see her death fucking throes or anything.
Yeah.
A lady falls from the fucking, trying to climb the thing, which is a horrible, hilarious scene.
I like, laughed so...
Wake up!
He sounded like MacGruber when he blows up the van. He's like, tug! Tug!
It's horrible. And we don't see her... We don't see her fall.
Yeah.
It repeatedly...
He's a bad actor, right? That fucking Hereditary kid?
No. He's not.
You know, he's not, but I...
He's also in Pig recently, and he did a great job. He's in a bad movie, dude.
I don't know what the frick happened on this film, man, but like... Dude, somehow Shyamalan is able to yank out these awful performances from otherwise fantastic actors, man, which is a huge disappointment to me. Because Homeboy, who's the doctor, was in a film that we both like. That Matt, did you like Dark City?
Rufus Sewell.
Okay, so we love Dark City, and you've got this guy who is like a fucking. He's like,
I was so depressed seeing him in this.
Unbelievably bad, man.
Yeah,
and
who was it?
He's the doctor.
The doc with dementia.
Who was he in?
He's the main character.
Dark City? He's Murdoch, John Murdoch.
Okay.
And so you know, and it's just little things. It's just little things, dude. Like I understand, like you can't have.
What did you think of him waving that knife around?
It was terrible.
And it's like this is like a really low budget movie. Like it's waving a knife at a camera, like. But this was a multi-million-dollar budget film. Like it was fucking crazy.
I don't know, man. You've got these characters. You've got these actors who are like, you know, I frankly leave this film like just bummed the fuck out that they managed to do it again.
Here's another thing for me. It goes with the show don't tell thing. Like, and he does this a lot, right? But he explains what's going on. Again and again and again and again. And this is like when I think back to The Sixth Sense, which is Shyamalama Ding Dong, the film that convinced everyone he was a fantastic filmmaker, including myself, because we talked
about
him in the Patreon thing. It holds up. It's a great movie. Anyway, The Sixth Sense wasn't about why the kid could see dead people. It doesn't matter why
nobody cares. See dead people. Yeah, it's just he can.
It's that he can.
Yeah.
This movie is about why they're aging quickly on the island. And it's a bunch of like
dumb shit
you'd never figure out in the moment.
I actually liked the twist though.
I'm not getting to the twist yet.
Okay, I thought we were.
No, I'm getting to them saying that they got the Asian guy saying like, oh, this is happening because of this and this and this and this and this and this. And the coral out here is this. And they would not be able to figure all this out like that. But also, it's not like, it doesn't matter why. It doesn't matter why that's happening.
Oh, dude, the thing with the little note where it's like, oh, yeah, he gave me this note, you know, and I haven't solved it, and it's the fucking answer. Like, they figure it out, like, oh, we should swim through the coral. Like, how the fuck would you
make that connection.
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
And then, like, the Asian guy where he's like, oh, you know, I used to be a strong swimmer, and I can swim around this. Like, first he tries to get everybody else to do it.
Well, first
and then
he's like, says yeah, that no one will make it.
Yeah, but then he gets other, like, asks for volunteers, and then he says he'll do it, but he's a strong swimmer. How do you not understand after the woman died in the water when the guy's like, yeah, she was like a dolphin doing flips and shit, and then suddenly she's just dead, and then, like... You don't understand that, like, 30 minutes in the fucking water is a year off your life in the water. Like, even the idea that any of them held their breath underwater for longer than, like, a millisecond pisses me off.
Well, that character said that no one will make it. And then the equivalent of years later, because time's moving, he says, I'll make it. I swam in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple people in the theater fucking, huh? At that part. Yep. Because what the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, as people walked out, as I said, throughout the movie. Like, every time something like that would happen, two people would leave. Or one person would leave.
That's dope.
There was actually, like, 30 people in there when it started, and there was, like, four when it ended.
Like, and here's the thing, man. In concept, I want to get on board with this, because the ideas that Shyamalan does come up with...
But he didn't come up with it. It's based on a graphic novel.
You're right. You're right. I think in concept, like, you've got this really cool kind of, you know, you've got this beach that affects people in a timey-wimey kind of way.
Sure.
And you do fuck all with it, man.
After 30 minutes, you're like, what the fuck are they going to do for another hour?
Dude, no.
Or more.
Yeah, I said the exact same thing. I go an hour in, I go, holy fuck, dude, there's still an hour left of movie.
It's good. Mm-hmm. The way that he structured it and executes it, it's good. Even, and it would, me saying executes it is wrong, but the way he structured it is good for a 30-minute Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah?
Like The Village to me.
Yeah.
But The Village is a much better movie than this. I thought The Village was garbage too, but, like, much better than this. Way fucking better than
this. It's kind of like...
There's another story too that one of our listeners, actually Donovan... He gave me a book on Ray Bradbury years ago, and he had wanted to kind of, like, collaborate and write a screenplay. But there's a story in it where it's a colony in space, and the rotation of a planet around the sun is what determines how long the days are, right?
Correct.
Okay, so because of its distance to the sun, basically people age their entire lifetime in a week. They're born on a Monday, and by the following Monday, they're elderly and die. The thing is, they got stuck there and they have to get back to the ship. But during the day, it's so hot that they'll fucking die. So they can only move at night to get back to the ship. So it's this thing about them kind of making this trek. They're trying to make this trek within a week, which is a whole lifetime, to get to the ship and die in time for a child to be born so it can be a young adult to get on the ship and get off the planet. It's a fucking cool idea. And so again, even the sandcastle thing, like, immediately the concept reminds me of, he wrote that story in the 50s. So the concept's fine. This idea of sped up lifetime and condensing it to 24 hours, like, you could have fucking done this. You could have done this really minimally. That gets me to the next thing, like, with execution. A lot of people talk about how Shyamalan's not actually bad with visual storytelling sometimes, which he's not. Like, they have this kind of, I think it's a meme where you can watch Shyamalan movies, even bad ones, with albums. Like, so you turn the dialogue off.
Right.
And you can, it's great, like, abstract scenery. I was saying that,
you put it on with, like, black and white and some kind of, like, prog album or something in the back or some kind of metal, and it's fucking awesome.
As long as you don't have the context and stupidity coming out of their fucking mouth.
Yeah,
and
the dialogue is something else,
what's supposed to be going on in the scene, right? But yeah, like, this movie, when it gets to the nighttime stuff, and you got the dad, and he's like, why did we want to leave this beach again? You know, it's so beautiful. They had something interesting they're rubbing up against there, because it was like, oh, you got to live in the moment, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, they visit that kind of area for, like, fucking 2 minutes.
For, like, a split second,
That's it. And by the time it gets there, I'm already like, this is absolutely fucking ridiculous. Like, it's laughable, you know?
Yeah.
So...
What else?
Oh, his camera work around the beach. Did you see it does these, like, roving shots? He's, like, going in a circle around the people constantly.
It's the worst, man.
I think he, like, doesn't... I think he got... He's, like, we're isolated to a beach, so it's an open area.
But there's only so much you can do
with camera. And I was like, why don't you just be stationary, bitch.
Yeah.
Why don't you like show them, have a scene and stop moving? Like, why are you Michael Bay on the beach right now?
Yep.
Like, what are you doing? And it's that maybe like it's a
calendar
because,
I want to see.
Maybe it's because he Bay knew, hey, this scene is fucking boring. I better keep moving this camera around.
Well, do you right. think he thinks any of his shit is boring?
No, I doubt it.
When you've created an environment in your set that three quarters of it is a giant mountain wall, and then the other quarter of it is an ocean.
Yeah.
Visually, there's not much to go on.
Right.
Right.
Your script better be tight.
It has to be. It's not. That script and those characters have to be.
And the plot points.
Tight. Like super, super tight. And you have to have these moments where you're. When you see somebody age rapidly, when you see an old person die and they disintegrate into dust, like you have to see that stuff. Yeah. You have to see a baby die of malnourishment. You have
born
to
and die
see
within,
that
within
stuff.
Seconds or minutes.
Otherwise, it's just another scene of people talking about like, oh, every 2 minutes we're here is
oh,
another
we're
hour.
Getting old.
And
oh,
it's like,
it sucks.
Fuck, man. Like,
we're old. Stop. I mean, that's basically what it is. It's like, oh, I don't want to get old. Oh, fuck, we're old. Oh, I'm
oh,
dead.
Oh, fuck, I'm old again. Shit.
So the old white Junji Ito bitch, like fucking from Neon Demon. You know she's the chick from Neon Demon? Mm-hmm. That's dope. I thought that was cool. So again, he had assembled. Again, yeah, you got a guy from Dark City. You got a guy from Neon Demon. You got a lady from Phantom Thread. Like,
so
look what he got here.
Much like The Happening, you've got good actors who just
or
do garbage
actors.
Work. Yeah.
I'd say even the cast of this is actually, on paper, a better cast than The Happening.
Yep.
I mean, Zooey Deschanel, again.
She
like
bad.
500 Days of Summer, okay. Like, that's about it.
That's a movie where she has to be quirky, right?
She's just a quirky New York young white bitch.
Yeah, and apparently New Girl works because she's quirky young white bitch.
Just Jacob Seaver
circa 2009.
The female Jacob Seaver of New York.
There you wearing go. Scarves in 2009, listening to Arcade Fire, and
hey, whoa,
hey, I like Arcade Fire.
Yeah. Just kidding.
Yeah.
No, dude, no. This is a huge swing and a miss for me.
I feel like
huge
we haven't done enough. I feel like we haven't done.
We haven't talked about the twist.
Like, see, actually, oh, there we go. Okay, we're to the twist.
I actually liked the twist because. You get to a point where you're like, okay, they're going to have to explain this at some point. Like, what is making this happen? And the idea that it was like kind of one of those ethics questions where it's like, you know, the trolley where it's like, do you sacrifice a little to save a lot?
Utilitarianism. Yeah.
So, it's okay. Yeah, we're killing these people, but it allows us to test medications in the span of a day versus over the span of 50, 60, 70 years. So, yeah, in theory, they can develop medicines quicker and save a larger population.
You want me to tell you why this concept is fucking stupid?
Why is that?
Because if you actually talked to the
here he goes,
the human race, and you said, hey, we've got an opportunity to possibly figure out how to cure diseases rapidly, there would be literally thousands of people that would volunteer for this thing.
Yeah, see, but
so you wouldn't have
fear.
To kill people. Out of turn, you could actually just say, hey, we've got an island,
unless
a
that
beach.
Was part of the fun, but no one admits yeah. that.
We've got a beach that ages you rapidly, and if you have a disease, you will be sacrificing yourself for the greater good. There will be literally look, thousands of people that will volunteer.
Look,
I think what both you guys are saying is viable. Either way, this twist doesn't mean, it doesn't belong in this movie.
Like, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told
it,
Ollie.
It comes out of nowhere and makes the movie even more bizarre.
It's an M. Night movie. Don't try to make sense of it. Period. Like, that's it. You know, yes, you were right. If you told, like, the world, hey, look, you all have Parkinson's. Like, if you all come here, you could die tomorrow. But if you do, it's for the greater good. But also, like, well, you will die tomorrow, I guess. But at least they wouldn't die in fucking fear and like trying to escape. You know, you could at least have them in a little fucking cabana with nurses and people waiting on them and giving them their favorite foods and shit, because they're like, based on your food preferences, we've made you this cocktail with a bunch of fucking drugs in it. But like, why couldn't they do that for food? Like, why couldn't, like George said, they get volunteers and be like, oh, you know, you really like poi or some shit because you're Hawaiian, like, look, here's fucking poi. And like, taking care of them versus having them be in fear and like trying to find ways to escape and dying off prematurely without actually getting to use their life out.
I think the twist is an interesting idea, what it's trying to explore with utilitarianism, basically, with the trolley dilemma, with an ethical dilemma, right? My thing is this. This is such a singularly... his movies, when they're bad, and most of the time they are, mm-hmm. are so uniquely bad because it's not because he doesn't have any good ideas. He has good ideas here and there, scattered among some horrendous execution and hubris and miscalculations and bad judgments. To me, that idea is fine. The fact that it shows up after about an hour and a half and is so jarring and is so like, what the fuck? And then after that, they tack on a different climax that negates that, which is like, oh, now I'm supposed to be like, yeah, fuck Big Pharma and these people doing this. You know what I'm saying? It's got like this kind of message like, fuck Big Pharma or something. But it's like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like ultimately, like what is the fucking message? And you've mixed it up and it's indecipherable.
I also the message is enjoy your life because before you know it, you'll be 55 and you're going to be looking at a child and seeing yourself in that child and really wishing that you had done more with your life when you had the chance. That's what it's about. Psych!
I think, yeah. Also, there's almost this threat in the last part of it to me. That, like, he was hoping, of course he's hoping that this would be very successful, right? But it's almost this threat of world building in it. Like, maybe this will... threat. It's like, I feel like he's threatening the audience, like, hey, I'm establishing some world building here, and this could leave the island because we have these other, these foods that do this stuff, and we could, like, take this off the island, and it's like, don't fucking do this, dude.
Don't fuck like that.
Don't old to me. Like... Don't let him do it, everybody. We've already been part of the problem.
Old two, geriatric boogaloo.
That would be dope. But yeah, I still don't feel like we've dismantled it enough.
Dude, but, you know,
I'm actively repressing it.
At some point, like, I feel like picking it apart is just more just stressful for me. I'm like, fuck, dude. Like,
true. It's reliving the trauma.
I can't wait to watch it again. And some asses, like Discord, people on Discord, are going to think, oh, if you can't wait to watch again, that means you liked it. Yes, I liked it because it's awful. That's why I like.
Wait to never watch this again.
I expected it to be awful. It was awful. And it was uniquely awful in ways that I couldn't even imagine. I actually think it's a rougher viewing. It's a much worse viewing experience than The Happening.
The Happening,
it's
like,
hilarious.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but
it
was at least like cringy bad. This was just infuriating. Like, I was so mad. Yeah. I really wanted to text you guys during the movie. If you're like a rageaholic and
get high off getting mad at stuff, then this is the movie for you.
I don't at all. Like, so much.
Do you think this will end up in your top five worst of the year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it may even be already the worst.
It would. I mean, there'd have to be something that came way out of left field. There's a Danzig
movie coming out soon that it'll probably be the worst. But
I think I'll enjoy that at least in the same way that, you know, you can enjoy something like that. That's why I mean this is uniquely
bad, because it has talented people in it. It has means.
I haven't been this mad in a theater since The Gallows.
Really?
Yeah.
This sucked.
Spiral was not good.
Spiral wasn't anywhere near this bad.
That's what Sophia said.
This is uniquely bad.
Spiral at least gave me cool scenes and made me think that I was going to see something good. I mean, the deaths are.
What do you
think?
You're idealizing the past.
What are you doing right now?
No, no, no. I mean,
he's like, no.
Some of the deaths, you know, like where
are
the
you
guys.
Looking, are you when looking, he had glass stuck in his face? That
are
was
you looking up
dope.
To the right right now?
The what?
Up to the right.
Up into the right? No, yeah. I was up into the left.
You're telling a lie.
I was up into the left.
Oh, so you're bullshit.
I'm remembering. Ah. Up into the right is the lie. Up into the left is remembering.
All right, cool.
No, but like, you know, when the guy's like hanging by his tongue and shit and it gets hit by a train. It's like, oh, that's pretty cool. Look. Like, even if the context of it was terrible.
Fuck this movie. Fuck you if you like it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, fuck home. You if you like it.
Yeah. Fuck you and your stupid ass.
You stupid ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
Just watch The Happening instead.
Don't even watch that.
Can we watch something good next week, for the love of God?
Probably not.
Well, we've got here.
the rest of the slate for the rest
of the month. I had that thought when I was coming here this tonight. I was like, God damn it.
You guys said you want to keep watching new shit.
It's like another fucking movie.
No, I don't. Look, truthfully, I don't care.
It's not that it's the new shit. It's just that everything we watch, we wind up hating. I was like, damn. Like, we're really hitting that groove of like, we just fucking hate everything. And it's just like more and more torture. And I just want to watch something good or at least something enjoyable.
And then report back.
Okay.
Right. I might just watch Fetus.
I have a feeling you'll say the art direction is beautiful and blah, blah, blah. And it thinks it's smarter than it is or something. So it's an A24
film.
No, it's not. It's not an A24.
You like, basically said it's an A24 film, but like cranked up.
It's an actual art film.
There you go.
That's not A24 has only been around about 10 or 15 years.
That doesn't mean they can't do art.
Yeah,
art is subjective, bro.
What? No, don't do this.
You're
don't,
being
don't do this right being, now. All right, that's the Who Goes There podcast for episode 319. I didn't enjoy this time with you.
Make sure to perform fellatio on your partner. Whatever. I
enjoyed this time with you guys.
Thank you. We'll see you next week when we talk about some shit.
I don't know.
Let's do the fucking something of black magic.
Let's do Hellboy.
No.
Psych! Got him. All right.
Bye, see you next week. Sophia.
Bye, idiots.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.